Legends Club inside the Lambeau Field Atrium. It's Packers Live with Larry McCarron. This week's Packers special guest, Clay Matthews. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry McCarron.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. You know, ties are kind of a rarity in the NFL, so we have an ode in honor of the occasion. Hold the applause now. I want to make sure. Surprisingly enough, it's called Ode to the Tie, and it goes something like this. They say a tie is like kissing your sister. Against the Vikings, like picking a blister. The comeback was great, the overtime lacking. Toby Gerhart, come on, where was the tackling? But if you examine the actual cost, the Lions and Bears, they both lost. The Packers still control their own playoff fate after a month without a win. That's on the good side of great. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is agile, mobile, hostile, and he's got four Pro Bowls to prove it. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Clay Matthews. Clay, welcome to you. Clay, welcome to the program. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I was doing a little better about 10 seconds ago. A little kid over there hit my thumb. I should have worn my cast if I was going to take that.
Please
here,
eject but. That child right now.
No, I'm good. Thanks for having me, Larry.
Clay, how do you feel a day later about the whole concept of a tie? How does it leave you?
Well, I tell you what, I left the field yesterday and I didn't know how to feel. Obviously, the fans I don't think knew how to feel either. They weren't booing us. They weren't cheering us. It was kind of just, I think they were ready for another overtime. I was hoping there'd be another overtime, some college rules or something. But, I think after, the 24 hours has, passed, you to take a step back and look and realize that, we're now, a half a game closer. We scooted a little bit closer to that lead. And, everything, I think we understand that the wild card berth is going to be out of it. We need to win our division, and everything is in front of us in order to do that. And it starts this Thanksgiving.
Clay, if we could talk about yesterday's game for just a moment. Adrian Peterson, I got the feeling he earned his yards. Toby Gerhart, where did that come from? How did you guys look at that?
Well, I don't think we looked at it any differently. I think we look at it more as a defense and where we came up short. And obviously, as with his big days, as well as any other running back who gets more yards than we like to give, it usually starts with where we fit and tackling, and it's all fundamentals and breakdowns within ourselves. Obviously, Adrian Peterson's a heck of a running back; he's going to get his yardage. But obviously, 100+ yards between the both of them is obviously too much.
Clay, Noah was really weird after the game. I'm looking at the play-by-play, the official stats. You guys, and it didn't come off as a very good defensive performance. However, you guys had 6 sacks and 13 tackles for losses. Now, I think sacks get counted twice, but that's still 7 tackles for losses. How does all that balance out at the end of the day?
Well, you obviously try and, stack those along with, stuff in the run, but obviously I think what it really comes down to is you're right. You look at the stat line and you see that we had a number of quarterback hits, pressures, hurries, as well as TFLs, but when it comes down to too many big plays, and you know, we had a hand in a number of them, like I said earlier, like whether it was missed tackles or technique assignments, and you know, you take those away and not give them the early lead, then it's a different ball game right there.
Matt Flynn came in and provided a much needed spark. Did you guys kind of like what he did?
Absolutely. I think you know, it was a great kind of shot in the arm for us at a time where we were very stagnant, and bringing him in, obviously the fans enjoyed it. It was great for us to see him, guys who have played with him, you know, see him come back in there, and it's as if he never left. Obviously, he did a great job of bringing our offense back and scoring some points, tying it up and taking it into overtime. But, you know, as I continued to say to you yesterday, as well as the other reporters, we didn't need to put ourselves in that position, and it just would have been great if we were able to keep that game a little closer and allow him to do what he does and come out with a victory.
Of course, Clay has been playing the last three games while he is still recovering from surgery on a broken thumb. After the first of those games, here's what Clay had to say.
It's kind of like a cat, you cut its whiskers off, you know, it just loses its balance. I've never done that before, but I've heard that's what happens. That's how I felt. Thanks, Larry.
My first question, did you just come up with that?
Yeah, I mean, just on the spot, very creative like that. But it's true, though. I mean, you know, you put, everyone thinks it's fun. You get your hand in a club and you just hit it over somebody's head, and that's the furthest thing from the truth. I was babying that thing all game, and at the same time, just, you know, from running and cutting and planting, it just throws you off, and it was just a below average game for myself and what I like to put out there. But it's gotten better each and every week. We probably had a setback with that little kid hitting it, but other than that, you know, as with you know, my ability, it's definitely coming along, and you know, hopefully by the time December rolls around, we'll be into a smaller cast, if not a splint, and you know, we'll take it from there on out.
I'll be honest with you, I think it's real unselfish when a guy of your stature goes out there and he knows he's not going to be quite right or far from right. I thought that was very unselfish.
Well, thank you, Larry. You know, if I didn't have the surgery, my finger would end up looking like yours. So I think I did the right thing, Larry. But no, I needed to be out there, and hopefully it'd provide a shot in the arm, a spark for our defense. Just you know, kind of seeing the motivation and just selflessness of being out there. And obviously, I'd like to contribute a little more so, and it's continued to do that through my statistics lately. But ultimately, the more I can you know, kind of weather this storm with my personal injuries and move forward, then I think it's going to help this defense out.
All right, Clay, hang on to your helmet, buddy, because it's time to go in the huddle. In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Clay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is your first sack, and the first thing I want to tell you, if I was playing against you and I looked at those pipes, I'd be beat before the snap.
No, Larry, as you can see right here, this is looking – ooh, I'm touching the screen. The left arm's looking okay. The right arm, because of the cast not being – it's looking a little atrophied, so we're going to have to do extra bicep curls in the offseason. So thank you for that, though.
All right. Well, let's get this. This is your first sack, and let's get the pass rush started here. And the first thing I want to ask you about, you kind of start off with a little shake and bake against Khalil.
Right. Well, shake and bake, that's what we can call it. Well, as you know, we worry so much about, you know, with Ponder at quarterback, the play action with Adrian Peterson. On this one, I was able to get a good read and knowing that he wasn't going to hand it off. So I gave him a little shake and bake and was able to force Khalil to set his feet. And I believe I got a good use the cast for my benefit, was able to slap his hands down and come right around scot-free.
Well, let's look at that. There's a swipe with the cast.
With the cast.
And the swipe. Now, is this one of your favorite moves?
This is one of the moves I've had to adapt playing with a cast. So, I mean, that's another thing, too, is I've had to relearn a few pass rush moves and a few different ones that I've never had before. So I think it'll ultimately help me out in the long run. But, you know, a type of move like this where I come up with a little more shake and bake, you know, a basketball move, so to speak, is definitely going to help me out until I get both hands back.
Okay, you've beaten the blocker. And now, friends, check it out. It's just a foot race to the quarterback, quite a bit of closing speed. And there goes Christian Ponder. biting the dust. And folks, here's going to be your favorite part. Hey, whoa, hold it right there. If this is atrophied, what's it like when it's not atrophied?
Hey, that's how you got to come in the off season. Come out to California. We can hang out, Larry. I'll show you.
All right, guys, we got to take a break. When we come back, it's time to play Earn Your Autograph starring Emma.
Catch Packers live with your team. For free group tickets, call or email the Packers and be part of the show live at Lambeau Field.
We are back. Time to play Earn Your Autograph. Our guest player is Emma. Emma, how are you?
Good.
And how old are you?
8.
And are you excited?
Yeah.
Okay. If you can learn the football skill Clay's about to coach you on, you will have earned his autograph. How's that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you will. Okay, Clay, what are we going to learn?
All right, so I'm thinking, Emma, we're going to teach you the art of the spin rush. And obviously, Larry, being a former lineman, I'm going to have you beat him to the quarterback. I'll be the quarterback, all right? So I want you, I'm going to go ahead and line up here. Larry, we got to get this camera in mind. Emma, I'm going to want you to get it over there on this side. And Larry, yeah, I'll be behind Larry. So then I want you to come up, do your best spin move around Larry, and come sack me, the quarterback. And then, of course, in traditional Matthews fashion, you have to flex for the camera, all right?
Okay.
Let's go, Emma.
Emma, by the way, what do you weigh? You don't know. 50, okay. I got the size advantage,
Emma. All
right, so
when I say hut, Emma, you're going to spin and come sack me and flex for the camera. You ready? All right, ready, set, hut. Okay, well, now flex for the camera.
Where's the ball? Go ahead there, Claire.
You know what, Larry? Sometimes you're so quick you don't even need to spin.
All right. Emma, super quick. While she's getting her autograph, we got to take a break. When we come back, more with Clay Matthews. Stay with us, please.
It's a little wet, so be careful. Good job. Thank you, Emma.
We are back with Clay Matthews. And Clay, I want to talk to you about the art of making the big play. Now, are those things that occur, is just when ability meets opportunity? Is there a preparation part of it? Because when they happen a lot, it's not just luck.
You're right. Well, it's obviously, there has a lot to do with athleticism, but a lot to do is in those seconds before each play, breaking it down. As you're well aware, I look at the down and distance, the personnel, who's on the field, as well as how much time is on the clock before there's a delay of game, and all of that leads to an opportunity to shoot your gun, so to speak. And obviously, you can't steal second with your foot on first. So, and our coach Kevin Green always says that, if you feel you can make the play, you're the player. Go ahead and make it. You better be right and make that play. So, a few of these plays, I definitely have taken a chance that might put us at risk, but, it's high risk, high reward, and we've been able to come big plays.
Well, Clay, players who make, yeah. Players who make real big plays on a regular basis get other opportunities like making real big commercials. Let's take a look.
Put a face through a season of torturous conditions? Okay. Shave a face with anything but ProGlide? What are we? Animals?
Okay, Clay. How was it making that one?
I was long, I tell you that. That one where they had ice on my face or made it look icy, well, I was in there for an hour and a half getting makeup put on, and then filming it is another thing. They're long days. They're fun and enjoyable, but they're long days. But the final product looks great, and then go use Gillette Fusion Pro Glide Razors, and we'll be good, all right? So I enjoy them, though. They're fun.
Clay, something else that happens to people who make big plays on a real regular basis is they become marked men. And how do you deal with constant double teams? I mean, everybody holds you. Everybody you go against holds you. And especially the double teams. I mean, how do you deal with that?
Well, you know, I think early in my career, after it was specifically going into the wild card playoff game against the Cardinals, week 17 we had played them. I wasn't double teamed. I had a lot of success. And then in the playoff game I was, and didn't have too much success that game. And then I realized, you know, that's how it's going to be. With premier pass rushers or premier playmakers in this league, extra attention is going to be focused to them. So it obviously started with double teams, maybe a back chipping or a guard fanning, and then offensive coordinators take you into an account. So at times it can be frustrating, but you got to understand the greater picture of that, and that you're going to have other teammates, the team game. So if I have two on me, that means someone's going to be free and they need to win their one-on-one opportunity. But even more so than that, like you said, big-time players have to win, and so it's not an excuse when you have two on you. You still need to win, and I expect myself to win.
A lot of guys that are great pass rushers like yourself, they pay cursory respect to defending the run. I mean, it's just it's beneath them, really. But it seems by the way you do it, you take a lot of pride in that particular area of the game.
Absolutely. You know, it's so much of the game. It's not just about pass rushing. And obviously, those are the sacks are the big-time highlights that you get. But stopping the run is just as important. That's what leads to those, you know, third and longs or second and longs when you have an opportunity to tee off. So for me personally, I love taking, being able to shut down a tackle when he's trying to fan on me. A 350-pound tackle, you know, who outweighs me by 80 to 100 pounds, and being able to shut him down. So it's fantastic to make plays in both venues as far as stopping the run and rushing the passer. And you know, I take pride in my game overall, not just one aspect.
All right, coming up, we'll have questions for Clay from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. Short. Clay Matthews, our very, very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Liz.
And Liz, your question.
Do you like to trash talk your opponents, and who's your favorite one to pick on?
Oh, I love to trash talk my opponents. There's a fine line that you can't cross, but, you know, generally all quarterbacks, provided I get a sack on them.
All right. Number 52, what's your name?
Janae.
And Janae, your question.
When you tackle someone, do you like tackling them?
Do I like tackling? Well, I much prefer to hit someone as opposed to being hit, so I prefer to hit quarterbacks first and foremost, so yes, I do enjoy hitting people.
No surprise there. And your name, number 90?
Tony.
Tony, your question.
How has the increased pass rush of guys like Mike Daniels improved your game?
Well, it's helped me out tremendously. Guys in the middle collapsing that pocket only helps exterior pass rushers. Myself, Nick Perry, Mike Neal coming off the edge helps us out tremendously.
Okay, next up we have...
Hi, I'm Susan from Hobart.
Susan.
Hi, Clay. Is USC your alma mater, and do you still follow their football team?
USC is my alma mater, Southern California, and yes, I do follow them. We've actually got a big game against UCLA, our rival school, this weekend. So, Dayton Jones, Jonathan Franklin, we might have to get some bets going with them. Easy money right there. Easy money.
Thank you, Clay, and thanks to our questioners. Frankie, what do we have for our questioners?
Campbell's Chunky Soup, made by the Claymaker's mother. Also, Gillette Sensor 3 for a smooth and comfortable shave.
Thank you, Frankie. All right, when we come back, some final thoughts with Clay Matthews. Stay with us, please. You're watching Packers Live.
Turn it up.
We are back with Clay Matthews. You heard fabulous Frankie mention Campbell's Chunky Soup. Let's take a look.
You need some Campbell's Chunky Soup before today's big game. New Chunky Cheeseburger.
I love cheeseburgers.
I know you do.
When did you get this place?
When I negotiated your new contract.
That's the abbreviated version.
Yeah.
I've been told that's not your real mom.
That's not my real mother, actually. Yeah, I lobbied to have my mother in it, but you know how Hollywood is. It's sometimes fake. And, we had a stepmom, I guess, whatever you'd like to call her, an actress mom. But it was great. We had a great time, and it was just amazing to get a few teammates in there. We got Casey Hayward and John Kuhn, as well as how they replicate our locker room. That wasn't our locker room. That was on set, so it was pretty amazing.
Speaking of the contract thing, you know, it was one of those mega deals. I don't even know the numbers, and it doesn't really matter, but it's a mega deal. Does it actually change your life at all when it's all said and done?
It really doesn't. You know, I actually just had a conversation today about, you know, how I almost feel that there's more pressure on you because of, you know, what they're, you know, how much they believe in you by giving you the new contract and locking you up for several years. So in that sense, you know, they expect you to be that playmaker week in and week out, and that it drives you even more so, as opposed to becoming complacent. And I mean, you know, it continues to drive myself today.
All right, Clay, keep her going. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for watching. Until next time.